Let's talk about a few of the news, travel news headlines from the past week. Some interesting stories. Let's start here with Flair Airlines.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And pressure is mounting for Flair Airlines as more consumer media coverage highlights the Canadian Transportation Agency review of the carrier's ocean ownership. Global News is reporting that Flair could lose its license to operate in Canada as early as May 3rd as a result of the CTA's preliminary review. Questions are surrounding Flair's ownership and have been swirling for months. And last month, it emerged that the CTA had performed a panel to look into the situation following the results of a preliminary investigation. Foreign ownership in Canadian airlines can't be higher than 49%, and that percentage drops to 25% if the foreign investment is from one individual. There are also rules around foreign interest controlling a Canadian airline. 777 Partners, based in Miami, owns 25% of Flair, plus it has three of the five seats on its board and leases a number of aircraft to Flair. So Flair is reportedly seeking an exemption from the CTA's decision.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. So we'll have to follow along and see what transpires. Another airline story, some of the airlines in court about the Canada's air passenger rights rules.
Right. So Canadian and international airlines are getting their day in court as they attempt to overturn rules governing compensation for passengers subject to delayed flights and damaged luggage. So I think what's bringing this issue of compensation to the forefront was the mass flight cancellation due to the pandemic. So right now, under the current federal rules, passengers must be compensated up to $2,400 if they're denied boarding because of a flight that was overbooked, and receive up to $2,100 for lost or damaged luggage. Payments for delayed or canceled flights range up to $1,000. So according to the various people like IATA, Air Canada, Porter Airlines, the payments required under the country's three-year passenger right charter violate international standards and exceed the authority of the Canadian Transportation Agency.
So what exactly are the airlines arguing, though? Like, what are they saying, that they don't want to pay it, or, like, I don't get this at all.
What they're arguing is that compensation amounts are based solely on the length of delays and irrespective of the actual damage suffered.
Well, we'll see what transpires with that one, too. Interesting to follow that story. Let's finish with some good news. On the West Coast, the cruise ships returning.
So recently, Holland America became the first cruise line to return to Canadian cruising following a more than a two-year pause due to the pandemic. The Port of Vancouver is the home port for many cruise lines for the summer Alaska season. 76 cruises plus begin or end in Vancouver, welcoming approximately 140,000 guests. And a number of cruise lines also resumed Canada and New England itineraries in May, visiting ports of Boston, Halifax, Quebec City, or Montreal, to name a few.
Good to see them back. Hopefully it's a good summer for cruising. Always good to chat with you, Onanto. Onanto Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Onanto Forbes. OnantoForbes.com is her website. Happy Easter.
And to you. Take care.